thanks to citizens like you, this November, the great state of Michigan is going to tell crooked Joe Biden, you're fired. Get the hell out of here.
President Trump, just a week or two back here in Michigan on the rally stage, a major election year. This is critical, the most important of our lifetime. I know you hear that all the time, but it's true. And the fight is on primary day here in Michigan. And joining us now is President Trump. President Trump, we appreciate you being here with us today.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, there's so many different things that we can do and so many different roads we can go on. There's unfortunately, every day it's like drinking from a fire hose, the number of crises we're facing. The border
gets worse.
The border is probably the border is probably the biggest. And, Mr. President, I just noticed all of a sudden Joe Biden just found out about it. Apparently, he is chasing you down to the border on Thursday.
Yep.
All of a sudden, a big deal to him.
Well, we found out how to get him off his ass, and that's nice. And we took it took me announcing that I'm going down to the border. So then for the first time in what, how many years is it? Much longer. It's like 10 years. I don't even know if he's ever been there, period. But he certainly hasn't even come close to being there during this this horrible time during his presidency when he's destroyed our country. I mean, he's totally destroying our country. So we put out a message that we're going to be going down to the border on Thursday. All of a sudden, he announces he's going down to the border. The guy is pathetic. He's the worst president we've ever had by far, and he's pathetic. Jimmy Carter's happy that Carter is by far. He's like a brilliant president. We consider him now brilliant by comparison to Joe Biden. You know, it's about the only thing good coming out of it.
You can't overstate how bad it is. The economy, right. The border, and Mr. President, this story the other day is just tragic. It's heartbreaking about this young lady in Georgia killed by this man who never should have been here. We find out now that he may have even assaulted some FBI official initially when he came into the country. There are times after time where he could have been caught. The NYPD let him go at one point. This should have never happened. This poor woman's life, 22 years old, nursing student. She had a whole life ahead of her. It was snuffed out in a heartbeat because of Biden's open border.
He's an animal that came in, and he came in probably a couple of times because I heard we threw him out. We had the strongest border in the history of our country. Now we have the worst border ever in the world, I think. No place in the world's ever had a border like this. You're going to have close to 20 million people in this country by the time this guy gets out. And hopefully, if he doesn't lose the election, I don't think this country can handle it. Actually, 9 months is enough because you almost say, how can the country handle another 9 months of this guy? He has nothing going. He can't talk. He can't put two sentences together. He can't walk off his stage after a speech. Can't find the stairs. There are about six stairs up there. You have stairs all over the place. The guy can never find. He walks into walls. This is the guy we have negotiating our nuclear, situation with Putin and with President Xi of China and Kim Jong-un, North Korea. Now, we have 9 months is a long time. And, if anything crazy happened like last time, I think it was rigged. But if anything crazy happened, I don't know. The country can't survive this much longer.
And I know folks are feeling that on a daily basis. There is a bit of hopelessness and helplessness that people are experiencing, and I think that's intentional. They want to make us feel like there's nothing we can do, but we've got a Chinese Communist Party-linked battery plant up here in north in Michigan that Governor Whitmer has worked with, I guess, Xi or the rest of her business partners there in China to put together. And it's the people there in Michigan, they see an environmental impact concern, number one. Number two, they see a national security concern with its location right in the middle of the state. They wanted to give them all this farmland to do it. And, of course, taxpayers paid for it. And then on top of it all, there's a major issue with this electric vehicle battery push on the industry. Sure. And really, that's taken a toll on auto workers as well.
Well, I've spent a lot of time, as you know, in your state over the years, and I was given Man of the Year there a long time ago. Before politics, I was given the Man of the Year, and I said, don't let them keep taking your car companies. You know, Mexico took 32% of the car business that you had. Everybody is. And this is the final death knell. And the auto workers, I love the auto workers, and I think they're going to vote for me, even though the head of the union was just absolutely so stupid. For that guy to approve the electric, you had to negotiate with the government for him not to do something with that. We have an electric mandate. People aren't buying the cars. But more importantly, they're going to all be made in China because China has the material for it. We have gasoline. We have beautiful gasoline. We have oil. But and we have cars that go long distances. These cars don't go far. I was in Iowa, as you know, where we set our record. We had the greatest. Every state, and your state's today, so I hope everyone's going to get out and vote because we have to say we're really sending a signal in November, November 5th. But I was in Iowa, and it was incredible. There were cars, electric cars, all over the streets. It was 40 degrees below zero, okay? 40 degrees below zero on election day. And there were cars, hundreds of them, that were electric. They were just out. You know, they don't work in cold weather. They don't go far enough. And you know what? They have a place. Everything has a place. But you want to go through every form of engine. You want every form of motor. You want everything. You want combustion. You want hybrid. I like the concept of hybrid. I mean, it's pretty good. But you know what I really like? I like being able to drive to California without having to stop 37 times. It's ridiculous, these cars. And, you know, as you know, they're all over the place. And a lot of your companies that are based there, and I get along great with those companies, but they've gone all in. And they're going to be very sadly disappointed. It's bad. But the government essentially is giving massive subsidies in order to build these electric cars. And Biden can't, you know, he can't walk across the street. He can't make decisions like that. And yet it's a simple decision. You know, I met with a couple of big trucking companies, and they're devastated. They want to go to electric trucks. And an electric truck, if you're lucky, will go 300 miles. A truck filled with diesel fuel will go 2,000 miles. You don't have to say anything else, okay? Also, electric truck, the battery becomes so big that you have nothing left for the truck, you know, to haul. The good news is you won't be doing much business because the size of the battery is so big. They want to make electric tanks, army tanks. They'll have to pull a battery behind it. I mean, literally, it doesn't fit. You can't make it because it's batteries are very big. And again, they don't go far. So what do they want to do? Make a tank to keep the environment of a country we're bombing, we're knocking the hell out of, keep the country, keep the air, keep pollutants out of the air. These people that are running our country are crazy and probably dumb. I say they're not dumb because nobody can cheat on an election that well and be dumb, but you know, because they cheat like dogs and you know, but their policy is so bad. Their management is so bad. Their foreign policy, we're left at all over the world, the whole world. And I have so many friends, you know, I've developed a lot of friendships over the world, frankly. And they laugh at these people. They say these people are rank amateurs.
Mr. President, before we let you go, there's so much. One last thing I want to touch on. There's a bit of a issue with AT&T, and last week a lot of folks lost their cell coverage. And whether it was a software update or a solar flare, maybe even a cyber attack, a lot of folks concerned about the cyber attacks. And we've heard it's not a matter of if, but when. The warnings are clear, and nobody respects us in the world these days. How big of a threat is it? Well, what are you going to do when you get back in office to make sure?
If you have a cyber attack, it'll happen now. It won't happen when I'm there. I'll tell you right now. They're not. You know, Viktor Orban, who's urban, so who's fantastic. And he's the, as you know, the leader of Hungary. And Hungary fronts right by Russia and Ukraine. And very much Viktor Orban. So he's the man. And he is somebody, the prime minister. He is somebody that really knows it well, and he was being interviewed last week, and they said, what's going on with the world, with Israel, with the Middle East, with all of these things, and Ukraine? What's going on? He said, you got to get Trump back in. When Trump was here, we had no problems. China was afraid of him. Everybody was afraid of him. We had no problems. He's a tough cookie, by the way, Victor. He's great, but he's a tough cookie. He said, you bring Trump back, you won't have any problems. And I believe that. I mean, these problems... Look, we're bombing all over the Middle East. We don't even know what the hell we're bombing. Each bomb costs $1 million, and each bomb kills people. And I don't want either one of those things is no good, especially the killing of people. And we're doing it because this guy doesn't have a clue. There's no reason for it. You know, I knocked out ISIS. and then didn't have any wars, and there were no threats. Russia would have never invaded Ukraine. In a million years, Russia would have never invaded Ukraine. Israel wouldn't have been attacked. Hamas had no money because Iran was broke because of me. I wouldn't let anybody buy oil from Iran until they made an agreement. And we would have had that agreement 2 weeks after the election. It would have been. And the basic part of the agreement is no nuclear weapons for Iran. You can't let Iran have nuclear weapons. And now they're 35 days away from having a nuclear weapon. It's so sad what happened. And then, of course, you have the Afghanistan pullout, the worst pullout in history, a surrender where we took our military out first. They kept our equipment. We have $85 billion worth of equipment. We left Americans there, 13 soldiers dead, 38 obliterated. I mean, 38 of these soldiers with the arms and the legs. So sad, so incompetent. There was no reason for this. And I was getting them out of Afghanistan. We were doing it through strength. We didn't lose a soldier in 18 months in Afghanistan because they were afraid to shoot our soldiers. And, you know, you've heard that story, but they were afraid to shoot our soldiers. We didn't lose one in 18 months. And then we had that tragic pullout. And I was getting them out, but it was tragic the way we did the pullout. So anyway, it's a very sad thing. And today we have a big election, as you know, in a wonderful place called Michigan, where they're stealing all your jobs and moving them to China. Wait till you see what happens with your electric cars. Within 2 years, they'll all be made in China. The head of the auto workers should be ashamed of himself allowing this country to do that. He should be ashamed of himself. They got a nice pay package that'll be good for about a year and a half. And after that, they could all be looking for jobs. And that's why the auto workers are all on my camp, because I'm going to put tariffs on these companies bringing in millions of cars into our country. I'm going to put tariffs so that we're going to make the cars in this country, not in China and all these other countries. As an example, Germany sends us many, many cars, millions of cars. We don't send them cars. They don't take our cars. And what I did with them was, your people would be very proud. But I took in billions of dollars from China, billions. No other president took in 10 cents. So I'm going to get auto jobs brought back here, and I'm going to make it much harder for people to make a car in China and send it over to the United States and take all those jobs.
Mr. President, your final message for the people here in Michigan today on the presidential primary.
Well, you have a terrible governor who sold you out, and you have a terrible head of the United Auto Workers, just absolutely atrocious. And I'm the one that has it. We put America first. They don't put America first. They put America last. We put America first, and it's make America great again. That's what I'm going to do. Just think of it. 3 years ago, you had the best border, the safest border you've ever had. You had the lowest drug count you had in 50 years. Now we have the highest drug count we've ever had by 10 times. And you have the worst border in history, and the whole country is falling apart, and criminals are moving into our country by the millions. And I'll get it all stopped, and I'll get it done fast. So vote for Trump. And I love Michigan. We're going to bring your jobs back. They've been stolen over years, over many years. They've been just systematically stolen. They're going to Mexico. That's a big deal. They're going to Mexico. And China's building plants in Mexico, massive plants. And they think they're going to just sell those cars right over the border. And that's going to happen. And it'll ruin your auto workers in Michigan and other states, by the way, but in Michigan. And that's not going to happen with me. So, and the people know it. The people know it. I had that thing down to a science that we had a rigged election, and now we had to wait. But you know what? It'll make it even sweeter.
President Trump, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us today. And also, we want to say we're thinking about your family, praying for everyone. We saw that story yesterday about your son and the threat there. But everybody okay?
Terrible. Yeah, he's fine. And it's terrible stuff, you know, stuff that you would never thought it could even happen. Just terrible, terrible things happen in this country now. And we have just a total lack of respect on the world stage. They laugh at our leaders. They laugh at America. They weren't laughing 3 years ago, I'll tell you that.
Well, we are ready for a return. Thank you so much, Mr. Yeah. President. We'll invite you back on anytime you'd like to come on here in Michigan.
Yep. I know you, and I know you want the return. And the return would be beautiful because it's going to put our country back. We have to bring our country back. Our country's been very badly injured, very badly injured. And it's fixable now, but if it keeps going like this, you won't be able to fix it. So anyway, but I appreciate it. You have a great show, and I appreciate being on it.
Thank you, sir. 45, looking to make that 47, President Donald Trump.